Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory, the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a couple of notes for you. We all know that SMC stands for Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars and satisfying more customers. Well, with that comes the need for many great behind-the-scenes employees. While they have been many awesome technicians ready to serve you, they need more due to the busy business that they have right now at this 107-year dealership because they've earned your trust. They're looking for entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, car light truck service, heavy truck service, body, frame, and alignment, and towing departments. Whether you're an experienced technician, an entry-level technician looking for your first job, or someone looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop by in person and apply, or you can apply online at sunburymotors.com or call Todd at 286-7746. 286-7746. Say you're a person that didn't know that the Michigan Business School was named after Stephen Ross. Perfect candidate.
No, but that just makes all the sense now.
Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
The 1-2 from Borucki. Swung on, hit in the air to center field and deep. Kelnick back, away back. That ball is gone! Into Monument Park. How do you like that? Ole, Jose! He homers into Monument Park, his second home run of the game. Amazing. And the Yankees take a 7-2 lead.
No offense, but Monument Park's way out there. He sounded surprised.
Well, the depth perception's been a little bit of an issue at times for John Sterling this year.
And I like John.
Boy, I do, too.
I met John years ago when he was doing the Atlanta Hawks. Did a game at the Jordan Center. Like him. I remember when I did the pinstripe bowl and they said, we're going to give you John Sterling's chair. I said, well, for baseball, that's a great chair. For football, no. I said, I'm behind the goalpost. We didn't think you'd notice. I said, not the first game. But we figured out how to do it. Don't worry about that. So Juan Soto is a Padre. Yes.
And the Phillies have officially designated Odubel Herrera for assignment.
Well, that means he's gone.
Good. And no surprise, considering now they bring in Marsh. So.
Well, no, it looks like the Yankees just picked up a Herrera. Just kidding.
No, senor!
You are panicking your brains out. That's the only reason I said it.
No, he doesn't live up to the Yankee way. So I knew that was fake news.
Okay. Sure. All right. Don't pretend like it's been a clubhouse of saints, okay? For years.
I know.
All right. So we'll be going through the trades. I think the Phillies have improved themselves. They get Marsh, good center fielder. I mean, like, legit can play the position. So I think they solved a big problem there, and I think he'll hit enough, and I think he will, and he's a good base runner. So, not, you know, that's a big plus. Robertson helps the bullpen, gives him another arm. I'm not crazy about the idea he would close, but if you put him in other spots to set up, I think he'll be terrific. And then Herrera's addition by subtraction. So the Phillies help themselves. The question is, now you look at the Mets. I mentioned Wilson Contreras. Well, the Mets are the ones talking to the Cubs. Okay? I mean, that's who's talking to the Cubs. Or the Mets. And then the Padres have gone out and have pulled the big trade of all big trades. I mean, this is what they end up with. They end up with a lineup that if everybody stays healthy, and I'm counting on Tatis coming back, and look, they're going to get to October. Tatis is going to be in mid-season form. You're going to have a lineup that includes Manny Machado, Juan Soto, Josh Bell, and Fernando Tatis Jr. Holy mackerel. And they have Josh Hader now as a closer. Okay. They're going on about how great, the Nationals got Mackenzie Gore. They got Mackenzie Gore. Do you know where Mackenzie Gore is right now? Just take a guess. You can do it.
Minor league somewhere?
He's on the IL. He's hurt. All right. Wow. All right. So, Trey Mancini's an Astro. Christian Vasquez is an Astro. Smith is now an Astro. Every single time you turn around, your team's getting passed out.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
You're starting to get worried. You can't play the Royals every game.
Fine, they took care of Seattle.
And Rodriguez isn't playing. I mean, come on. Can you play somebody that's at full? Oh, that's right. They have with the Mets and the Astros, and they lost those games. What are you? You're 2-7 against those two teams, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rodriguez isn't playing. He goes on the IL.
Ah, they still would have won that game last night.
And now you got Cole going tonight against the new ace. And every time Cole matches up with somebody else's ace, it's fetal position time.
Well, that's tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Tonight it's Tyone, so you never know what you're going to get. So actually, I shouldn't be talking about this series because you have Tyone tonight. God knows what you're going to get from him against Gilbert, who's pretty good for the Mariners. And then you have the...
And Cole, I mean, Cole will be in tomorrow. Cole will be in the fetal position by the third inning. I don't know. I have no idea how good Castillo is. I know he's done all right this year. And the. I'll say this about Castillo. He has a really good ground ball rate. Really good. Good ground ball pitcher. But he's been throwing more four-seamers of late, and believe it or not, his four-seamer has been really good. And because he's gotten more of a four-seam guy, not as many ground balls of late. But he's been effective with it, but not as many ground balls of late. So, just giving you a preview. I'm sure you have the complete scouting report on him, but boy, if I'm an Oriole fan, I'm just furious. This has been so exciting to watch them get and climb up and climb up and climb up and climb up, and then they do this.
Yeah, it's a total disgrace.
I mean, they get four pitching prospects. But, like, Cade Povich is, like, the key to the trade. He's years away. I mean, I'm not talking next year. He's years away from being with the team. I mean, years. Now, this will put a lot of pressure on Felix Bautista, right? He's the guy that's going to be the closer now for the Orioles. He's got, you know, and he's got a fastball that is spectacular. But you don't know how people react when a closer's role. Nationals fans, we got Mackenzie Gore. You know he's on the IL, right? What? A sore arm. Oh. He's a great prospect, though. A pretty good prospect with a sore arm. Gallo had career worst marks in exit, average exit velocity, maximum exit velocity. Who's your hitting coach? What, he's just working with one guy?
That's the problem. Well, actually, that isn't the problem. He'll work with everybody else, but not him, because he knows he doesn't have much to work with.
Well, I think he's only working with Judge. You know, I mean, your team batting average is not very good, you know.
Well, LeMahieu's hit pretty well.
I'm not kidding about that.
No, I know. I get that. But there's other guys on the roster right now that are hitting the ball pretty well. LeMahieu
does not lead the team. Elon doesn't lead the team batting average.
No. But he's one of the better hitters in the lineup.
Like he's in the 270s, isn't he? Let's see. Here's your lineup today. Let's see. LeMahieu's hitting 290. Good. Judge 299. Rizzo 229. Donaldson 218. Benintendi 100. Trevino 260. IKF 269. Hicks 230. Wow, that screams murderous row. Holy mackerel. They haven't had that kind of firepower in a lineup since Ruth, Gehrig, Musel, and Lazzeri. No.
Always.
No? Did I get that wrong? That's your lineup. 229, 218, 100, 260, 269, 230. Whoa.
Yep, you have that. Hitting the ball with runners in scoring position, especially with the bases loaded, has not been good. It's been inconsistent all year, but it really has not been good as of late.
The problem is it's great that you hit home runs. So, please, I don't want to... You're hitting home runs. That's really good. I don't want a team that goes through the year and they hit 70 home runs. You're like, oh, for goodness sakes, right? You don't want that at all. But 52% of the Yankee runs are from home runs. And that's Matt, that's a high percentage.
No, I get that. Yeah, that's been that way for the last couple of years. And that's why I was glad that the Yankees got Benintendi when they did, because he provides that kind of bat of a guy that can just get on base without using the long ball.
So who's better with this? The Phillies are definitely better. Marsh is a massive upgrade over Herrera. I mean, that's a big upgrade in center field. He's not going to hit for a great average, but he's got a little bit of power and he can run. But he's a really good center fielder. Big upgrade. Robertson upgrades the bullpen. Don't want him closing, but you put him in the seventh and eighth, he'll be really good. There's no question the Padres are better. You get Soto, you get Bell, you get Hader, they're better. Dodgers didn't do much. The Mets are a little better. If they get Contreras, they're a lot better. I think the Yankees are a little better by getting the kid from Oakland. That helped, and getting Benintendi. I mean, look, it's not going to be an upgrade over Gallo anyway. I mean, they could have got Michael Chavis from the Pirates. It would have been an upgrade. So the Yankees are a little better. The Mariners are better because they got Castillo. That was a bold move by them to get him. But, of course, they're hurt right now because Julio Rodriguez is out. So that doesn't help. Let's see who else is better here. Toronto got bullpen help. They're a little better. Tampa Bay, no. The Orioles, no. The Red Sox actually did get, believe it or not, they got a little bit better. They lose Vasquez, but they got a catcher from the White Sox. They get Pham. They get Hosmer. They're a little bit better. Okay. And this is a little bit better in the context, can you make up three games to get to the last wild card spot? That's the context I'm talking about here. Who else? The Mets are a little bit better. The Phillies are definitely better. The Braves, getting out of Rizzi was a good move for them. So they're a little bit better. Houston's definitely better. Houston made big moves. Houston getting Mancini, getting Vasquez, getting Smith. The Astros are better, no question. Who else? The Twins are actually better by getting Lopez from the Orioles. So there you go. And in related news, I guess evidently that Stephen Ross of the Dolphins talked to Aaron Judge. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. What?
Here get the lingerie radio on the deck. Call the janitor.
Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So what do you have, the eighth, ninth best team in baseball despite all that money?
No.
Worse?
They're still the first team that 70 wins.
I don't think you get it. It's the first team to, 15 wins?
Well, when it comes to the postseason, yeah.
Yeah. And how well do you do with that? Based on the last 13 years? Not very well. You got the best player in the game, and you've got the best four-inning player in the game. You know, it's interesting. When Stanton is on the IL, he's hitting as many home runs after the fourth inning as he does now.
But either way, Joey Gallo will be still striking out, even in a Dodger uniform.
Yeah, but it's hot in Los Angeles. They could use the breeze.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key, Routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. You all know what SMC stands for. Sunbury Motors Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers. That's three definitions right there of SMC. With that comes the need for many great behind-the-scenes employees. While they have many awesome technicians ready to serve you, they need more due to the busy business that a 107-year-old dealership has earned. They are looking for entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, car light truck service, heavy truck service, body, frame, and alignment and towing departments. Whether you're an experienced technician, an entry-level technician looking for your first job, or someone looking for a career change, they would love to hear from you. Stop by in person, apply online at sunburymotors.com, or you can call Todd at 286-7746. 286-7746. There's several members of the Yankee bullpen that I think should apply. Be good for a career change. What do you think?
Oh, my almighty!
I can tell by your tone what everybody else has done. You're now officially worried.
I would say the only thing legitimate to that is the Padres.
I think the Mets get Wilson Contreras.
I mean, yeah, but I was already worried about the Mets to begin with. So, yeah, that would just add to it. But in terms of additionally today, no question, it's the Padres. Although I still think the Dodgers have better pitching overall. By a little.
The Yankees have better pitching than the Padres by a lot?
No, I'm saying the Dodgers have better pitching than the Padres still. The Yankees?
To a point. I mean, yeah. the Padres now have the better closer. And very quietly, Musgrove has pitched great for them as one of the starters.
Wow, and Brandon Drury is also going to the Padres now. Oh, man.
Okay.
Insane.
Hey, they're going for it. They're going for it.
Clearly now.
Now, I'm a little prejudiced toward the Padres, and you know why. All right. I'll explain here for the audience so they understand. The broadcasting complex that is in my name at Rec Hall, the donation was made by Rick and Sue Berry. And Rick is one of the minority owners of the Padres. So I've been a little leaning in their direction and do root for them when they're in games, because my really good friend is part of the ownership group. And now they're just flat out better than the Yankees. I mean, that's a riot. Kidding. You've got to be able to. I got to give them credit. I remember they were going along, the Padres were going along, and then they made the Machado signing. I went, huh. And of course, they had already acquired Tatis in a trade. And you're like, geez, he's, you know, and I know what it, no, it was, at, they signed Hosmer first. That was it. They signed Hosmer first. I thought, okay. I'm a little surprised by that, but okay. And then they signed Machado. And you're sitting there saying, okay, these guys are getting serious in San Diego. And then there's today. Today goes beyond serious. I mean, they acquire, like, for example, they acquired Blake Snell in the offseason. Snell's been okay for them. You know, they acquired Musgrove from the Pirates. And so I will now, this is where you're talking about like a prospect. You know who the where the Padres got Tatis from, right?
I need to refresh my memory.
Whether you're looking for an experienced technician, an entry-level technician looking for your first job, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. Matt, you can stop by in person. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com or you can call Todd at 286-7746.
I'll take note of that.
They got him from the White Sox. In the big game James Shield trade. You know, I always laughed about the big game James Shield. I don't remember James Shield winning a big game in his life. But they got him in that trade. They got Eric Johnson and, you know. And he was the big prize. And it took him 3 years, but he finally got there. But they're getting him back. I mean, I know it's a fractured wrist. I got it. But he should be pretty close to getting back. And now you add him into the lineup with Soto. And you add him into the lineup with Machado, but you already had anyway. And Josh Bell? Josh Bell's the one we're not talking about. Josh Bell is... Wow. And they got Hader. And who did you say they just got?
David Robertson.
No. I'm talking about the Padres.
Oh. I just had it.
Oh, and they're losing to the Rockies 2-0. That's great.
Oh, Luke Voit.
No, they gave up Luke Voit. Who did the Padres just get?
Let's see.
I thought you told me they just got somebody else, and you said it was ridiculous.
Drury from the Reds.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. So. They finalize the deal for Soto and Bell. They get Josh Hader. They get Drury. They gave Joe Musgrove a 5-year extension. A guy that is very underrated is Myers, who's been an all-star in his career. This is... Now, they've got a ways to go here. There's no getting around it. They've got a ways to go. But, because, I mean, what, they're 12 games back of the Dodgers? So there you are. It's, well, August 10th to the 8th of the 10th, I got the Giants. And again, they're the only show in town. Chargers are in Los Angeles now. The Clippers are in Los Angeles now. You know, they had a hockey team in the WHA, but that was eons ago. They're the only show in town. Pretty good, huh? Let's see. Who else do they have here? Well, they got Profar. Profar is not a bad player. Cronenworth's still there. Not a bad player. Will Myers, are going to get him back off the IL here pretty soon. I like Will Myers to play. I know he has not had a good year this year, but he's only played 34 games. They're going to get him back. And, of course, you say they have no pitching. Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, Sean Manaea, Blake Snell, Del Gore, but Gore's on the IL anyway. They got Mike Clevenger. They got Hader now. Suarez is good, 3.09. Stamen's good, 3.34. These are the guys, these are the people you're hating on.
They're better, no question. I think the Dodgers have a small neck up. That's all, a small neck up. They're better than the Yankees, no question.
Right now, they're 12 games better. I mean, the Dodgers not just a neck up. They're 12 games better.
And just in terms of talent right now, you put them on paper. I mean, yeah, of course, they got work to do in the standings. But if they were to face each other in the playoffs and the Padres got in, you put them neck and neck, it's close, but I would still give a slight hand to the Dodgers because I just think...
Oh, no, the Dodgers should be the favorite. Dodgers are ultra-talented. No getting around it. I mean, there's no getting around it. So, then there's the Yankees.
It all depends on how Mottis is.
I'll tell you right now, the Phillies got better today. They got a legit center fielder in Marsh. They got a legit arm in that bullpen with Robertson. They're getting Gene Segura back maybe on Thursday. They're getting better.
And Noah Syndergaard is still on the table, and there's been a lot of rumors surrounding him and the Phillies before the trade deadline. I'm curious to see what happens there in this final hour and 10 minutes.
Noah Syndergaard be a big plus. Be a big plus, especially in the division. This won't mean as much next year when they're balancing everything out, but still. Well, it's been an interesting day, and we still don't know about Wilson Contreras yet, right?
Yeah, nothing on him either. Those are the two big pieces for me before 6 o'clock comes by.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. But the Phillies got better today. You know, you're trying to look. The key is to get into the postseason tournament. That's it. Now, then you look, and then let's flip it. The Phillies got better today, and I cannot explain to you what the Orioles did. I can't explain that. You're finally doing within 2.5 games of a playoff spot, and you're playing well, right? You're playing well. And you make deals. Steve Cohen of the Mets plans to exceed the $290 million luxury tax. He says it's better than having a bridge named after you. There you go. See, that's the attitude you want. Meanwhile, I mean, you guys are over there trying to do it on cheap in the Bronx. No?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I think Familia got DFA'd too, right?
Yes, he did. So the feeling with the Phillies right now is, I mean, that if they at least...
They've, They've got addition by subtraction here.
Exactly right. It was already a good day because they DFA'd Familia and Herrera, but then they made the other moves. So, yeah, no question.
No. They got a legit center fielder, and they got a legit arm in the bullpen. Okay? That is, I mean, and Marsh is a you know, I talk about guys being legit at their position. Now, I talked about Rizzo. Okay? I know what Rizzo's hitting. I got it. He's in the, 220s? Rizzo saves runs. He saves an infield. The Yankee infield defensively. Donaldson's really good. The shortstop is actually not bad. Torres is not a good fielder. But this guy bails everybody out. Bails everybody out. Because they've got a natural first baseman. It makes a big difference. So now let's go to Marsh. You've got a natural center fielder. It makes a difference. And you've got a natural guy in the bullpen. It makes a difference. You're not putting guys out of their comfort zone to fill out a lineup card. That makes, I mean, huge, huge difference. And to be honest, and the Red Sox got Hosmer. The Red Sox, defensively, the Red Sox are not very good. Hosmer's going to make their infield better. It's going to make him better because he's a legit first baseman like Rizzo is with the Yankees. So I pointed out getting Mark Teixeira made all the difference in the Yankees 2009. Why? Because the Yankees defensively in that infield were not a good, you know, and I know you can't say anything against Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter was a good defensive shortstop. He was not a great defensive shortstop. He was good. Not mediocre, not bad, not fair. He was good. A good defensive shortstop, but was not a great defensive shortstop. I know that hurts your feelings, but I didn't say he was bad. I said he was good. But I'm not going to call him a great defensive shortstop. My goodness, I've seen a bunch of great defensive shortstops in my life, and he isn't one of them. Just like Alex Rodriguez was a good defensive third baseman, not a great defensive third baseman. Right? Teixeira made all the difference. He made them better.
Dick from Millen just checked in. In answering your question about the O's, he said the O's are afraid of prosperity.
I'll tell you right now, when it comes to being in fear, they lead the league. All right, back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. It's been a day of pure terror and panic for Matt. As he's watched everything he's built for months slip away.
As of today, the Padres.
Dodgers, Padres, Astros.
Mets.
Phillies.
Yeah.
Mets. They're all better than you are.
Yeah, Phillies, no.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
You're a one-man team.
We'll see how Frankie Montas does. Apparently, he's going to join the team in St. Louis this weekend.
Man, if I were him, I'd have been on the first plane out of Oakland, and I'd been there now.
Well, apparently he had a death in the family. That's why he's going to be
okay.
Delayed.
My apologies. Okay. That is obviously understandable. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. From the Mac Trillo Fear Center. I mean, how can you do a show spending the entire show pacing? How can you do that?